I'm Sister Johanna. I'm one of the Olivet and Benedictine nuns at Turvey Abbey in Bedfordshire. We're here in our main chapel today, and I just want to talk to you a little about the rosary, which has been an important part of my prayer life. And one of the reasons for that is because it keeps me focused on the basics of our faith. We do an awful lot of praying and reading here at the Abbey, but the rosary is a very simple, direct prayer that keeps you focused on the life of Jesus and on his mother Mary. And I find that a really restful and prayerful break in my day, on top of all the other prayer and reading we do. I love being able to take some quiet time alone with them, with Jesus and Mary, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, to pray my rosary and to think about the life of Jesus, to think about what's most important in our faith, the basic events, and how much he loved us to go through those events for us. It just keeps me grounded in the faith, and it also helps me to develop a really personal relationship with both of them, with Jesus and with his mother, who's also our mother. And I feel like I'm really spending time with them, and they become more important people in my life the more I spend time with them in the rosary. I didn't discover the rosary until fairly late in my life, or fairly recently. I was raised a Lutheran, and our Mother Mary was not a big part of my faith at all. When I became Catholic in my teens, I didn't quite know what to make of Mary or the rosary, although I knew it was an important part of Catholic devotion. It took me quite a long time, many years, to figure out that she was more than just another person in the gospel, that she was Jesus' mother and our mother as well. And that's been a long journey for me. But actually praying the rosary, just trying to get into it, trying to start it, was a big help in that, because it shows you what a real person she was, but what a real figure she was in the life of Christ. And so again, you spend more time with her in the rosary, and you get to know her as a real person. And that's how she's become a real person in my life, really, is through praying the rosary. I think the decade of the rosary that appeals to me most is the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. That doesn't sound like a very attractive mystery, I guess, in some ways, but I am really drawn to all the sorrowful mysteries because they're so human. It's so easy to imagine Jesus suffering those things for us. They seem so real, and the crown of thorns is so concrete, so obviously painful. But alongside of that, there's all the humiliation he suffered, the mockery. And again, that just seems so real and human to me. It's very easy for me to relate to that mystery. And I'm sort of immediately into it as soon as I start praying that decade. When I was beginning to pray the rosary, what really helped me to pray it regularly was the birth of my goddaughter. I wanted to do something really concrete for her and not just generally say, I'll pray for her. I wanted to do something specific. So I decided to pray the rosary for her every Sunday. And doing it for her, having that special motivation, really kept me going and got me into it so that I got over that initial hurdle of trying to remember which prayer to say when or which mystery I should be praying. She really motivated me to do that, even though she didn't know it. That was a big help to me, and I think for anyone beginning to pray the rosary, having that kind of special intention to motivate you in making this a good habit can be really important. And the other thing is not to sort of worry about doing the whole rosary all day, every day. If you can only manage to pray one decade of the rosary a day, that's a great start. And it might be a little more realistic than trying to pray the whole rosary every day when you're just beginning. But making that initial start, asking Mary to help you, this is her rosary and she wants us to pray it, she will help us. So asking Mary to help you make your beginning will certainly be a big help. If you're exploring faith or you want to grow in the faith you already have, the rosary is a beautiful devotion that will help you do that, certainly. It's been tested over the centuries and used by thousands or millions of people. It's really the gospel on a string. It contains all the mysteries of the gospel, all the essentials, and by meditating on those, it leads us all to a closer faith in Jesus Christ and a real relationship with him. So I certainly encourage you, from my own personal experience, to use the gospel on the string.